I just want to add, someone pointed out something interesting yesterday that I thought was a very nice tushtel. We spoke about the Kesef Zov, Kesef Nechoshes, and Barzal, the different elements and so on, and we were marach a little bit about the name Nechoshes. Someone pointed out something interesting, that the Zov and Kesef are used primarily, come out completely as a tachshitim. That's the shimush of Zov and Kesef. It doesn't have any real functional, it's not terribly functional metals. Barzel is used almost solely as weapons, and not weapons or things, but it's not used as decorations really. Nechoshes is the one that seems to combine both in Yanim. It's used also for decoration, for decorative purposes, and also for weapons. So what we spoke about, that the only time you can have either chutzpah or the opposite is when you have a mizuk of zelum aser, it fits in very nicely, complements it nicely. Amna, amud chav dalet. Malchus harvii, mipnei sheroya atzmo shehi kol v'ein zolosoi, ulekach hiroitza shel nimtza acher. Let's explain something that's unfolding as he's saying over here. When you have the first two Malchias were Malchias that wanted things for themselves. Malchus Nebuchadnezzar wanted Chshivas, Gadlus, that's one. Malchus Achashverosh wanted money and so on. Malchus Yavon wanted to break free of any outside shibud. In other words, the daring part included the breaking of some sort of hold on it. And that's what we spoke yesterday a lot about, that the chacham of Yavan was more for the purpose of being shalit than for the chacham itself. Because chacham is something you can share with everybody. It's not, you know, having a monopoly on chacham is money is a pshat, is what you have, someone else doesn't have, but someone else says you don't have. But Chachma is not like that. But the Chachma already, the Pchinas Azus was to show you that you're not the boss. So there was already a part in it that was coming to break that which was outside of it. Rome was totally destructive in its nature, and gam liloi gam lecholoi, that no one should have anything physically. So from in different madrigas, from ascent to descent, you have Nebuchadnezzar was just wanted chashivas for himself. It didn't affect somebody else really much. Achashverosh wanted to take other money because he needed it for himself, but didn't really, it wasn't out to destroy the other person. Yavon was out to destroy the chashivas of the other person, but the other person has no right to dictate to him what's right and what's wrong. The fourth Malchus, Romik, went out to destroy everything around it. Amna Malchus Arvius, Nidne Sheroya Atzma Shehi Koil Vein Zulosai, it sees itself as being a total and nothing else. Ulekach Hi Roitzer Shalai Nimtza Acher, doesn't want any other being to exist. Ulekach Hu Mashkes HaKoil Vein Zorek HaShchasa. He destroys everything simply because he doesn't want anything else to exist. That's the metzias of this Malchus, that it's nihilistic and doesn't want anything else to exist. In a certain sense, if you think about it, there's a zelum with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashem Echad of Viniskav Levadoi, all the time we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being Echad or Levadoi, it means that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's everything, nothing else exists. But that, in a sense, is a very positive statement, that everything else that exists is mikoyach dibura yisbarach and mikoyach chiyuza yisbarach, that everything else be'etzem is a chelik. So the levad of HaKadosh Baruch of Niskav Hashem levadei b'yemahu is something, it's a mahalach that there is no other, but it's a mahalach that v'neila everything else is kolol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If everything else has no own mitzias, it must be somewhere a chelek of a ruch mystical world. Masha'ein kein Malchus Romi they also want to be alone. There is no such thing as being kolol, so b'meila it's destructive. Nothing else should exist except for itself. Barzel is destructive force. That's why you're not allowed to have barzel on the mizbeach and so on, because it destroys. And b'meila, according to Rabbi Mkoymoy, shekol inyan malchus zerak lahashchis. It's just being destructive, and that's it. The Afka Malchus Arishan Gankis of Israel Kainu, you'll ask me, Bovel also destroyed it. It was because they felt the Beis Hamikdash is a steer to their own greatness. They already had conquered Yehuda. So the tchuna of the Malchus, of the fourth Malchus, is Ashchosa. It's a very hard need to understand, because understanding things in terms of the Metzias is easy. What does it mean that Malchus is called Kolei Ashchasa? Let's see one more piece, then we'll talk a little about it. V'chol zeh ki ha-Malchus ha-Reviyas dovak v'maheder kash ha-Malchus ha-Zoyis yisayfi keitz ha-Malchias. This Malchus had to have heder. V'ye'ovud v'heder l'kol ha-Malchias. Let's talk about this, because this is a nakuda that he speaks a lot about, and it needs a lot of beer. The Maral, when he speaks about Malchus Revius, and he speaks about it in terms of in Netzach Yisrael, in terms of a prerequisite for Mashiach and so on, also speaks about this a lot in Heder. There are two nekudas about the musig of heder that the Maral stresses a lot. One is the prerequisite for existence is heder. Just like, let's take a very simple mashal, oversimplified mashal, before a person builds a building, what he does is flattens the ground. In other words, you can't create anything new unless everything else has been flattened. So if the Moisa Mashiach is supposed to be new tkufa, there's supposed to be a header. That's the pshat in the Chazal, that charev alma, that the world is charev, that alfishnin, the world is charev, and then Mashiach comes. It means a pchin of header, and then, so any time before you have a positive malchus, there's got to be a complete negation of what was there before. Let's take a simple mashal for that. Let's say a person. You want to take a person who's not a maimon, who's not a mekayim perei mitzvahs, and you want to make him into a mekayim of perei mitzvahs. If the person feels he has a good life, and perei mitzvahs are just another nice thing to have around, you're not going to be, in as much as perei mitzvahs mean a new life, a life built on perei, because this is Dvar Hashem, and this is the only thing that's ever so on, he's not going to have it. It's only if the person comes to a conclusion, and that's one of the reasons why people point out, and wrongly so, they point out that a lot of people who became Shere Mitzvahs went through a hard kuf in their lives. So one way of looking at it is, it's a psychological need as a prop. The real emes is that Torah can't be nitfas as another element in family life. We've got a wonderful family life, we'll add Shabbos, we'll add Sunday school, we'll add something to it. It doesn't have a tefillah like that. So unless the person feels where I've been going to is nowhere, there's not really going to be Torah mitzvahs. There'll be some elements, there'll be some addition of tradition, but not a metzias. Any time a person needs to build a new metzias, he's got to become aware of the old metzias. He's got to become aware of the negation of the old Metzias. I can't resist it. Zelu Maseh in the communist national anthem. I don't know if national, not right, international. It's called the international anthem. There's a line about destroying the old world order and building a new world order. In other words, whereas Americans constantly talk about adding, developing, and, you know, and bringing the best out, making the best world out of, that's because there's a sense that what we have is good, but it could be better. The communist approach was that you have to be machriv the world as it is and start anew. So definitely they were mekayim. They did as best as they could to be mekayim. Their motto, and if they didn't, it wasn't because they didn't try hard enough. But I could put in the tfisa that some things require a complete churban. In the depraved depths of the real nutcases, the Cambodians, the North Koreans, the idea of having to be machriv society as it stands is a very basic concept to it. And the reason is for that, because understanding that if what I want to bring about is a new mitzvah, a yesh ma'ayin, it's never going to work as being part of the old mitzvah. That's axiomatic. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiddush ha'olam, where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiach comes only, B'dov comes in a dirt, it's kulei zakar, kulei chayiv, it's because it's a world of chiddush. And as long as it intermingles with elements that are there before, it's not going to work. One of the shitas of chinuch that was widespread in places as disparate as Kotsk, as the old Chabad, as the Alta Slabodka, a lot of different places where you had giants that were in the chinuch, was that the first Shalom Aleichem to a bacher or a person coming was negative. In other words, the Alta Slabodka always made it his business that when someone new came, to find something to really criticize the person. When I came to the Mir, this is much later than those tkufis, it was pretty known that the first time you spoke to Rav Nochem Learning, I mean, he basically made mincemeat out of you. And part of the logic of it was that if somebody is trying to teach you how to learn, how to act, how to behave, as long as it's just seen as an embellishment of your previous self, it's worthless. You need to completely forget, like it says that Reb Zera fasted 40 Tanaisim to forget the Torah Chutz L'Aretz, so he went to Eretz Yisrael to learn Yerushalmi. But what do you have to forget? He would have had a much broader perspective. We had Bavli and Yerushalmi. That's if you have Bavli and Yerushalmi, you don't have Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi has to be seen as in its own way, and you have Bavli. So there was a certain nekud of chinuch to destroy what was there before, to understand you're starting from scratch. The way you understood before is not right. The way you acted before is not right. It was meant, in order for it to become a complete mahalach and a new mahalach, it needed to be understood as being not just a nicer version was there before. The in a bigger sense, the mahalach of Dalet Malchus starts with Brias Olam. Like all the way in the beginning, Maral says that in Brachus you have it, Orev v'Choshech and Tohoim, you have Choshech and Toyo Voya Tohom. So Vaistos, these were kochos of churban inherent in Brias Olam. In other words, if there is a Brias Ha'olam, there has to be a non-Bria. If the world exists, there has to be non-existence as a backdrop to existence. In other words, existing means as opposed to what? As opposed to something. The as opposed to is non-existence. So in it, just like you can only see a picture in a backdrop, you can't see a painting, you can't see something white on a white surface. White on white is very difficult to see. Black on black is very difficult to see. You need to have a contrast. The background to the world is heder. That's If the world is seen as existing, then there has to be the possibility to not exist. And it has to be within the context of the Bria itself. There has to be a hechetimtza for not existing, which means the following. When a person pursues Ra to its end, its heder. In other words, in the process of going away from the Bara'ilam, Dalad Malchis are a regression, let's call it, and a person goes until he gets to a point where there's nothing there. It just like, if, for instance, things have proved themselves over generations, Lekan or Lekan. Let's take two examples. Again, I guess I would like to avoid being political, but something like Hasidus lasted. It lasted one generation, two generations, four generations, 10 generations. So that means it's a mahalach that's part of the mahalach of continuity. Take something like a secular approach. Let's say whatever secular alternative was given, it keeps going. First, let's say the reform movement was made. Let's say that was made in order to keep people in Yiddishkeit, but it just the first generation went well. The second generation was like this. At some point, the person says, "What's the point of it?" What's the point of it is the header. Anything that's not on the derech hamelech, anything that's not on the derech where there's a kiyum to it, goes to header. So it'll last, it'll last one generation, two generations, but it's mahalach, if it's not a mahalach that's on derech hamelech, if it's a mahalach that's going off, somewhere along the line it ends up in tahaim. In other words, in the Bria we have an existence mode, a mode of existence, and then you have a mode of non-existence. Let's take an example. Again, I'm just picking it because it comes first to mind. Didn't mean to speak about this in particular, but it's something to think about. You have two Jews. Let's take the Eberstadt of the Cheshma second and so on. And one is Dovo Kuntaira, and that's his Mahala. And he says, this is Emes, and the Mela, this will be the Kim of Klal Yisrael. The second one says, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's keeping minhagim that mean less and less in every generation. It's a lifestyle that's difficult. It's you're isolated from the world. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. A lot of very good tainus. What I'll do is, I'll recast myself as a modern Zionist, let's say, secular Zionist. Someone that is mitzias is a nation. It's got a culture. It's strong, and so on and so forth. The unraveling of it is that the third generation in Israel asked themselves, what's the point of it? Why should I live in Israel? Why should I be Jewish? There's no point in it. That's where you realize that it's gone off. It leads to a header. It leads to non-existence. It can't, it dribbles out. That's where you see it, that it's Metzius' header. One of the peldika nisim that we witnessed was the fall of communism. Communism could have fell because somebody decided to drop an atom bomb on Russia. That might have been a victory, but that's not a victory because you say to yourself, it was a beautiful idea. It had some falls and flaws, we nipped it when it was in its bud. The fact that it played itself out with no major crisis, it just ended up nowhere. I mean, nothing. It's like people scratched their head and said, where the heck are we? Like, what is it? It just vaporized one morning. It's like, that meant that you took the path and you followed it and it went no place. And more than that, that causes you to realize what does exist. If you take a path and it goes to no place, you understand that a path that's continuing has a metzias to it. So the very first nekuda of Bereishis has two nekudas to it. yesh me'ayin, it has a yesh, and has ayin. Breishis barla kibas shayim is oretz, v'ha'oretz, ha'isa toyev avoyer, v'choyshach al pnei tahom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a oretz, and in the oretz there was choshech, tohu, vohu, and tahom. That's the backdrop of it. It's the necessary backdrop, because there is no sense of a bria unless there's something to contrast it to. There is no sense of a metzias unless there's a non-metzias. So every metzias needs a backdrop of non-metzias. Where is the non-metzias? In the world of these malchias is where you have non-metzias. The way in which it works is that in the beginning it looks as good or better, but it peters out to heder. That's the word. In other words, it's not. It is, and then it's not. That is its metzias of, and the real great victories of the world are the nothingness. Defeating Nazism was a defeat, but you know it could work or not work. But communism just was not there anymore. And the truth is, each one needed. Nazism had bets and was headed into that. When we spoke, there was no philosophy, ideology. It was just kuloi hashchasa. Communism did look like a mahalach. And then the only way to do it is when it dissipated. So v'cholze malchus avivis dov beheder. The final malchus is where there's heder. Kasha malchus azoyis he soifikates ha-malchus. V'yeh ibud v'heder kol ha-malchus. Let's give one more example. I guess it's just good because it's conceptually, it's people, a person it has pressure. This, that, the other thing, and it boils all down to money. If he'd have money, he'd be able to pay his bills, he wouldn't have to work so hard, he'd have more time for the kids, and they would act better, and he'd have more time for his wife, and she would be nicer, and chulav, 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 he'd have more comfortable house, they wouldn't be so tight, and that's why people wouldn't get into each other's nerves. A person sits there and is medamim that. Then a person, so he equates in his mind money with happiness. But, you know, when you look at people, they had a study with people who won lottery tickets, and it's awesome what kind of churban it is. The person realizes that mahalach is not a mahalach. Money is not a mahalach. It's not, heder is realizing that something is empty. And therefore the final stage of malchus is heder. It's a completely destructive force. One spoke about the primary cause for a person to commit suicide, which is the most difficult thing to understand. A person's rutzen is kiyum, and a person's rutzen for heder. So every type of it's a feeling of emptiness, where a person feels there's no point. What's the use of it? I'm worthless. I'm useless. Life is worthless. Life is useless. There's the point. The words that ring, even if it's a depression born of you know chemicals and so on, it's still the feeling is a feeling of emptiness. If you're able to ask a person what does it feel like to be depressed, and the world would be just empty, just heder. So heder is the koch of ashchos in the bria. It's, if there is existence, there must be non-existence, and that's heder. Well, the kach mach zaviz dar beder. V'ashadovak ha-heder hu shemevi gamken heder l'acher. Nekach him ashchif ha-kol gamken. And therefore, it destroys everything. It's a force that's destructive, b'etzim. Well, the fikach oma shinyin dipaz Allah, it had iron teeth. V'oma umalchu reviyot tavit kifa kipaz Allah. Kol kaval dipaz l'mahadek v'choshul kula. It was like steel. It ground up everything, destroyed everything. Okay, parzolo de mira, kol ilain teidak v'teira, and it's just like and the steel destroyed all the other metals. Vine kol achas v'achas shakor v'lahed v'abitul u'yosef kofes. It kind of goes down to madrigas. It lefikach rishon medam lezohav v'achav kesef v'achav nechoshes v'achav barzel shu pochus yosef mikoil. Over Malchus said, "Dovak achisorim v'heder nekach hu gamkin mekatzis u'mashchas hakol." So you have the destructiveness of the last one is the destructiveness. The final stage of destructiveness. Chazoy havis these gazart even the law biyodin or mochal et salmar agloi the parzla bechaspa vadokas hamoin vadin daku kichada parzla chaspa nechayish gazava. So here it goes. It says the stone came and bowled the whole thing over, and this was and it started by destroying the steel and then the silver and then the choshes and the silver, because in the reverse process you start by getting rid of the parzel and working your way up. Hisel become the parzel kules chol seheder v'charkach gam nimshach al hashneh gam kin heder. So that's the end of it. Then the next one is goes with this Simone Marcus. But this is a very, very important yusay. The word heder is used very frequently in Maral. It's a yusay that he says all over. But Gehenim is heder. There is the core mitzvahs of the world is mitzvahs. The opposite of it is heder. There has to be mahalach in the world of heder, or else mitzvahs wouldn't mean anything. And all, you know, the emptiness of the world, a person who doesn't feel there's any point, any tachlis. The most destructive terrorists or gangsters are people that have a hopeless life. If there's no, because that means their life has no tachlis and no tochen to it. My life is nothing. Anything that has heder to it is churban, and it's the same churban. It destroys itself and destroys everything else with it. And in Netzach Yisrael, he speaks a lot about that. This is the beginning of Malchus Mashiach. Until if Mashiach were to be better than other things, that wouldn't be the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If other things don't exist on their own, if other things fall apart on their own, that's when there's a hakara of the emes of Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Okay.